A Northwestern Ontario lithium exploration outfit said a new technical report makes a positive case to build a mine and processing mill in the Nipigon area. RockTech Lithium released the results of a pre-feasibility study to advance its Georgia Lake spodumene project, located just off Highway 11 between Beardmore and Nipigon. The company hasn't made a final construction decision yet but has previously indicated it would like to start mine construction in the second quarter of 2023 and be in commercial production late next year or in early 2024. The study puts the mine's operating life at 9 years, the first four as an open pit, the remaining five as an underground operation. Exploration continues at RockTech's 1,042-hectare property to enlarge the deposit and find more mineral resources. The production of the processed spodumene concentrate at the site over that span will be an average of 100,000 tons a year. Spodumene is the most widely used lithium because of its high lithium content in the rock. The cost for construction is US$192.2 million, with sustaining capital costs of US$98.5 million, including the closure costs of the mine. RockTech, a Vancouver junior mining company with European ties, bills itself as a clean tech company that's on a mission to produce refined lithium hydroxide for the battery manufacturers in the electric vehicle sector. The company claims it's pursuing a vertically integrated strategy, meaning it intends to be a miner, processor and supplier of a battery-grade material to the automakers. Though they haven't mined a ton of rock yet, the company has been signing a flurry of downstream deals with potential customers ahead of time. Back in August, RockTech signed a lithium supply deal with Mercedes-Benz. Instead of having the spodumene concentrate from Georgia Lake refined in northwestern Ontario, RockTech made the decision to ship the crushed material overseas to a proposed company-owned and operated refining facility, called a converter, that RockTech intends to build in Guben, Germany. RockTech considers the consumer market for electric vehicles in Europe to be more advanced than in North America. The Guben refinery will be capable of processing 15,000 tons per year, a good portion of it coming from Georgia Lake, the rest coming from material bought on the world market through its commodities broker. But as a backup plan, the global situation being what it is, RockTech said it isn't ruling out having its northwestern Ontario mined lithium processed in North America or selling it to a refiner somewhere else. To date, the mineral reserves at Georgia Lake sit at 7.33 million tons of lithium oxide, grading at 0.82%. The company measures its mineral resources at 10.6 million tons, grading at 0.88% in the indicated category and 4.6 million tons at 1.00% on the inferred column. A resource represents a best guess by a qualified professional of the discovered and undiscovered amount of a geological commodity in a deposit. A reserve is a more defined resource in the ground, with a known size that can be extracted at a profit. Indicated and inferred resources is the degree of confidence in the amount of minerals, with measured being the higher category and inferred being the lower. RockTech said the metallurgical test work done of samples of spodumene concentrate makes it ideal for refining into battery-grade lithium hydroxide for the car companies, which pleased company CEO Dirk Harbicke in a news release. These results support the integration of Georgia Lake with the downstream conversion industry, where we have been building strong partnerships and extensive know-how. The encouraging results also demonstrate that we are well positioned to explore potential fields of collaboration in the North American and European EV supply chain. The company said it plans to move to the next stage of project evaluation with a feasibility study to better fine-tune its plans for Georgia Lake.